I don't know what kind of day you are having today, but I tell you what, it is going to be okay. Shalom, I'm Nadeh Bat El Elyon, and I have a brief message for you today. No matter what is going on, it's going to be okay. Find somewhere, relax, count to 10, breathe, count to 10 again, and breathe. Keep on counting to 10, forwards and backward, until you are able to relax, and you will realize that everything that is going now on now will be okay. Today, I don't know what kind of day you are having, but I know you are doing much better if you are listening to me right now. Today is the day of destinies. Today, I'm going to share with you a little thing from the book of Exodus. This is a place that we can share things and we can explore the Word of God and the destinies God has set in place for us. I'm going to talk to you about Moses. Moses was born a Hebrew, was raised an Egyptian prince for 40 years. He was raised a prince equal enough to be Pharaoh. And then suddenly, something begins to move inside of him. He begins to have compassion for that Hebrew. He saw a Hebrew being mistreated by an Egyptian. He tried to defend the Hebrew and ended up killing the Egyptian. The next time he saw two Hebrews fighting, he tried to separate them. They turned on him. Oh, now you want to kill us just like you killed that Egyptian. For the Hebrew, when they look at Moses, he was not Hebrew. He was Egyptian, and he was the enemy. He looked like the enemy. Now Moses knows it's time for him to run. How many times have you tried to figure out things and try to help people only to be hit in the face? And then your life is even become endangered that you have to run to go change things for you. This took a long turn. Moses ended up in the wilderness. No, he ended up in the desert, tending sheep. He was tending sheep, and it wasn't even his. In Exodus 3, when you read it, fast forward, he was tending the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, who was a priest of Midian. And while he was doing this in the desert, he saw a fire burning, and within it was the angel of the Lord. He decided, I'm going to see what is going on over there. Guess what? He saw a burning bush, and it said this was at the Mount of God, Mount Horeb. But then something happened. Exodus 3:4 said, and when God saw that Moses turned to come and look, he began to talk to him, you see. How many times have you done things in your life that are mundane and so difficult, and it looks boring, and it seems like you're not going anywhere or nothing is going? You remember those times when everything was nice and simple and easy, and then all of a sudden things become hard, and it's just difficult, and it seems like you can never get out of it. Right now, look at this man who was raised a prince, who commanded his own army and did all kinds of things. Suddenly, now he is in the desert and he is tending sheep. And it's not even his sheep, his father-in-law's sheep. But do you know what? That's exactly the criteria God needs for him to do the next greatest task of his life. So don't be afraid. Don't fret. That mundane life you are having, that mundane situation, that boring outcome, that school that you are going, that seems to be going nowhere, and all the things you are doing, it's all equipping you for your next big thing ahead, for your next project, your next destiny, your next assignment. Now God is saying, I need you. So I'm going to end here. And if you have any questions or anything, call it in, because I'm going to continue this segment in the next segment. Be blessed. This is Nade Bat El Elyon. Shalom.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.